Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of Monday, July 12th for AgDaily.com. This week is really all about the reports today. We've got inspections at 10 o'clock. I don't think that'll move the market much. We've got the reports at 11 o'clock, and then we've got crop progress at 3 o'clock. The average guess on corn production is 15 billion bushels on a yield of 178. Bean production 4.374 billion on a yield of 50.6, and all wheat production at 1.835 billion bushels, with spring wheat down 150 million bushels from last year. What are they going to do with the yields? Are they going to keep the corn and bean yields the same and wait for the August report and get this month of additional data before making any adjustments? I think the yields that they are talking about, you know, budgeting in right now, or maybe just a bit high, but we've had great rains, I think, in a lot of the country. Maybe not quite as much as we'd like to see, but pretty good rains. A lot of heavy dew out there, and these plants can survive on some of this dew for a while out here. We don't see any extreme temperatures for the time being. Yes, it warms up, but just into the mid-80s, so we don't see any real stress there. But it's going to be the reports. If we close a lot lower tonight after these reports, with the funds long 200,000 contracts, I think we're going to be testing 477 before you can turn around. So, you know, if we've got something friendly, I think the pros will look to sell a rally out here, because this certainly hasn't been the kind of hot, dry, drought year that people were looking at. Yes, it's been hot and dry in the Dakotas, parts of Minnesota, northwest Iowa. Certainly out west has been a disaster. Montana, Idaho, Washington. You know, certainly California, Arizona, Nevada, all reaching record highs out here. But they're not growing a whole lot of corn or beans in Nevada or California. So it's going to be an interesting day. I expect volatility to increase significantly at the 11 o'clock reports. If the market is sharply lower in the first five or 10 minutes, we might see some buying in here. The Chinese might step up and buy something. People thinking that August is going to be hotter and drier might step up and buy something. But this market's going to have to really prove a lot to me, considering how poor the technicals look out here. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.